come to the Great White Throne Judgment, as it's called, in verse 11. And we had seen the picture of the great end time resurrection 1,000 years after the first resurrection at the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, one of the most absolutely ironclad doctrines of the Word of God is the doctrine that saints do not ever, at any time, not for 5 seconds, 5 minutes, or 5 months, go to heaven. Believe it or not, that is one of the most easily provable, ironclad, rock-solid, bedrock doctrines of the Word of God. Jesus said, "No man hath ascended into heaven." In the second chapter of the book of Acts, the day of Pentecost, the inspired apostle Peter said that David is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher remains with us unto this day. And a little later on he said, "For David has not ascended into the heavens," when it lists all the patriarchs in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Noah, Moses. It lists Elijah, Samson, Jephthah, Barak. It lists so many people from the Old Testament. It says, quote, "These all died in faith, not having received the promise." And what is the promise? The promise is the inheritance with Abraham of the kingdom of God. The one most important scripture in all of the Bible on the resurrection is 1 Corinthians 15. And it says, "Each in his own order, those which are Christ's only at his coming." It talks about the fact that at the precise instant of the second coming of Christ, that the dead are raised, they are caught up together with the living in the clouds, as I've explained endlessly for over 27 years. Clouds are very, very close to the ground. They are part of this earth's physical atmosphere. There is the lithosphere and the bathysphere and the atmosphere, the three spheres of our physical ecosystem. An atmosphere, the air, actually has weight. And that, of course, is where the high and the low pressure systems come from, and the fact that air is made up of molecules of certain gases that are life-giving for human and plant and animal life, and absolutely a part of this earth. That oxygen is given off by diatoms in the sea, and, of course, by green living plants. And it is a part of this earth as much as water is a part of the earth, or as stone or rock is a part of the earth. Just because it is invisible and you can't see it doesn't mean it doesn't have force or power. Witness hurricanes and typhoons and tornadoes. And clouds are formed basically from about 50,000 feet on down to the surface. Very far below the many, many little satellites that are continually hurtling around the earth, the Telstars, the various orbital satellites of all of the nations that have put them up there. And yet even they, in a sense, are held absolutely imprisoned by the earth's gravity and are very, very close to the earth. So when the Bible says that Jesus Christ shall so come, in the first chapter of Acts, as you have seen him go into the heavens, and that when he comes, he catches up the dead in Christ and the living in Christ to meet him in the clouds, 1 Thessalonians 4, 17 to the end of that chapter. Then it says in Zechariah 14, 4, "On that very same day, at precisely that same time, his feet shall stand on the Mount of Olives." And we see in Revelation 20 and verse 4, "I saw thrones, and they sat upon them." And where is that throne? The throne of Jesus Christ is the throne of his father David that he is coming to inherit. And those positions of co-rulership promised in Revelation 2:26 and Revelation 3:21, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne." And his throne is the throne of David. "Even as I overcame and am set down with my father in his throne." Where is the location of that throne? On this physical earth.